Sefer Ava Hilchos Brachos, Parak Dalet, Chapter 4, Kol Mavar, Birchas HaMazon, and Bracha Achas, Min Shalish, Shalich, Dvarach, Esav, Mokim Shalcho. Everyone who recites Birchas HaMazon, or Decha Min Shalish, has to make the Bracha, has to make it where he ate. Ochel Gesum Hal, Yishu Mokim Shalpasat, V'yivarach. If he ate while he was walking, he should sit down where he concluded eating and recite the bracha. If he ate while standing, he should sit down in the place and recite the bracha. If a person forgot to make birchas hamazon and he remembered before the food, before it actually digested. So then he has to make in the place where he remembered. Am I amazed if it was on purpose? He has to go back to that place and make Berachas HaMazon. If he went ahead and made Berachas HaMazon in the place where he remembered, if a person bench while he was standing or walking, it's okay. The best thing is to actually be seated in the place where he ate. Base Mishnah Stabalay in Berach HaMitzvah, Lay Berach HaMitzvah, Nechiriz of Work, Nishenim Natira. Person has a doubt that I make a Mitzvah, that I not, he does not go back and make the Berach again. Shachal the Berach HaMitzvah. What if you forgot to recite HaMitzvah? Mishkat Shalei Gomer Shadosh Yechiriz of Work. If he remembers before he concluded his meal, then he goes back and says the Berach. Mishkat Shalei Gomer Nechiriz of Work, he does not go, Shet the Blessing. Gimel Hayo Oichil Babayis. Is a pasuk to those of Halal Levayis Acher. The person was eating in one house, interrupted his meal, and went to another house. The person was eating in one house, interrupted his meal, and went to another house. Or when a friend called to him, he went out to the doorway of his house to speak to him. When he returns, he's required to recite Rechazazat after he originally ate, and to recite HaMitzi again because he changed his place. Only after this may he complete his meal. Ches, Chavirim, Shayyishon, Lechazalikas, Chasalikas Kala. The friends joined the meal together, interrupted the meal to go out to greet a groom or a bride. And Menichisha was up in Echela, Bechazan, came in with Gimel Shadassan, and it's after the Barashnia. If they left an old man or a sick person there, in that place where they ate, they may return to their place and complete their meal without having to recite a second blessing. If they did not leave an old man or sick person in the place where they ate, when they depart, they are required to recite a bracha after eating. When they return, they must recite a blessing before beginning to eat. Applied. And people drink together as a group or eat fruit together. When everyone changes one's place, it's considered as if he interrupted his eating. Therefore, he must recite a blessing after what he ate and recite a second blessing before partaking of any food. Person who changes his place from one corner to another corner in the same room need not recite another bracha. A person who ate on the east side of the fig tree and goes to the west side of the fig tree has to make another bracha. A person recites a blessing on bread, it also includes the appetizers eaten together with the bread, cooked food, or drink. When reciting a blessing on these foods does not include bread. Sending a blessing on cooked grains include cooked food. Sending a blessing on cooked foods, however, does not include cooked grains. And Gamar believe in Malachal and Lishtus, Vachachlim, Bachalachal, Lishtus, Abbasul, Shinim, Gimichism, or a person who decides not to continue eating or drinking, and after it changes his mind and desires to eat and drink, must recite another bracha, although he did not change his place. Gamle Gamar believe in Aladaita, Lachal, Lachal, Lishtus, Afilipasa, Kalayin, Kulan, and Sharaf, the work of Shinis. If he did not decide to cease eating or drinking, had in mind to continue, even if he made an interruption for the entire day, he's not required to recite a second blessing. Ches, how you shreisin? When people are sitting together and dreaming together, say, let us recite Kiddush. Let us recite the grace or Kiddush. They are forbidden to continue drinking until they recite grace or Kiddush. They desire to drink more, although they were not permitted to do so before reciting Kiddush. They are required to recite the blessing beer pregofen before drinking. They just say, let us recite Abdullah. They are not required to recite a blessing should they continue drinking. When a company gathered together to drink wine or served another type of wine, they were drinking red wine and black wine was brought. They were drinking aged wine and fresh wine was brought. They did not recite a second blessing over wine. They do say Hatayiv was good and Vamitim does good. Person should not recite a blessing over any food or drink until it is brought before him. If he recited a blessing and then the food was brought before him, he must recite a second blessing. When a person took food in his hand and recited a blessing, before he could eat it, fell from his hand and was burnt or washed away by a river, should take other foods and recite another blessing. Even when the food is the same species, he should say, when a person took food in his hand and recited a blessing, but before he could eat it, fell from his hand and was burned or washed away by a river, he should take another food and recite another blessing. Same applies when the food is of the same species. So that he will not be considered to have recited a brach in vain. Interesting halacha. A person may stand over a stream of water, make the brach and drink. Although the water that was before him at the time he recited the brach is not the water that he drinks, this was his original intention, that's fine. Foods that are eaten with the meal because of the meal do not require a blessing before and afterwards. Rather, the blessing of Mitzi that was said in the beginning and the grace that said afterwards include everything because everything is secondary to the meal. Foods that are eaten with the meal but do not come because of the meal require a blessing before partaking of them but do not require afterwards. On Shabbos, a Yom Tov, of the meal after one lets blood or leaves the bath. When a person makes wine the primary element of his meal, if he recites a bracha, a blessing on wine before eating the meal, that bracha includes the wine that he drinks after the meal before he recites grace. In contrast, of other days, a person should recite another blessing on wine that is drunk after the meal. If wine is served to accompany the midst of the meal, each person should recite a blessing by himself because one's mouth may not empty to recite Ami. The bracha does not include the wine that is drunk after the meal. Sefer Amen, that was Brachus, Perek 5. Perek Hey. Noshim Avodim, Chayavim, Bebrachus Amazin, or and slaves are recited and are obligated to recite Brachus Amazin. Mesafi Kish, Badavar, Imhim, Chayavim Natera, Lefishini, Kabula, Zamana, Inim, Chayavim Natera. There's a doubt whether the obligation stems from their positive, since it's a mistress of Seychelles, is my grammar, or whether the obligation does not stem from Natera. Therefore, they should not fulfill the obligation on benching on behalf of others. Children, however, are obligated to practice a Muslim in order to educate them to perform mitzvahs. When three people eat meal, including bread together, they are obligated to recite a blessing of Zimun before grace. What is the blessing of Zimun? If If there are between 3 and 10 participants in a meal, one recites the bracha, let us bless of those bounty we have eaten. Everyone responds, blessed is he whose bounty we have eaten and by whose goodness we live. Then one recites the blessing, then repeats, blessed is he whose bounty we have eaten and by whose goodness we live. Two Vetchigim Arba Brachas to say that we finish the completeness of the four blessings. And Amen Amen after Kobracha Bracha, others answer Amen after each blessing. Hoya Eichem Asar Lamat Mala Mazamnin B'Shem. If 10 or more people get together, the Zimun should be recited with Hashem's name, Ketzad. Amavarach Eimer, the one who recites says Zavarach Alehenu, and the Kenneth Shacham Shalit. And Amen Brach the Kenneth Shacham Shalit, the Kenneth Wilkes, Remember Rally Kenneth Shacham Shalit. To begin, we must break the mass, and then they begin reciting grace. Hey, Hasid Rabbis Chassanim, Mishiasul Sasik, Bishar Shuddas, the Shirin, the Lachim, Ashta Shimim, Akar, and the Shim of Arna Barash, Simcha, Menish, the Hanam Shulay. When eating in the home of a bridegroom, from the time when the preparation of the wedding meal, the feast, have begun until 30 days after the wedding, the one reciting the blessing should say, let us bless his abode and joy, of whose bounty we have eaten, and others say, blessed is he who's abode and enjoy whose bounty we've eaten. And they say, Brush, Sofa Minish, Chalm Shalay. Oh, yes, I'm of order that if there's 10 present there, they say, Brush, Sofa Minish, Chalm Shalay. Vain, Amim, Brahal, Ginish, Simka, Vain, Sudo, Shayis, and Asin, Achan, Asin, Matmos, and Asin, the Shiva Brahs, the Shemus, the Kedish, according to the Ramah Shita, and of order, we see Shah Simcha, Bim, Aini. Well, Akilha, Yumi, Brothers, Azim, Kedish, Yum, Brothers, the Muslim, everyone is Kai, the Zimman, just like benching, a few Kanim, Shah, Kotche, Kadash, Mazar, even the Kanim will eat Kotche, Kodashim and Israel who ate together are required to recite the Zimun as they are required to take set grace, although the Kohenim partake of Truma and the Israelites ordinary food. Women's servants and children are not included in the Zimun. They may, however, make a Zimun amongst themselves. Nevertheless, for the sake of modesty, there should not be a company that consists of women, servants, and children together. Women make a zimun alone, as may servants, and as may children. She will not, however, mention Hashem's name. Andreas, for example, Minay, Andreas can make for another Andreas, but not for Nashim or other people. It's the Sathak who they are. Atumtum, Einim Azamin Klaal cannot be included in Azimna at all. But in the enemy, Mavarchim Azamin Allah, Afalpi Shaloi, Shuvu, Kaven Sheva, Kaven Sheva, Shmeina, a child who understands whom he's being blessed may be included in the Zimna, although he's merely 7 or 8 years old. Sarv being the meaning of Shalisha, the meaning of Asel Azamin Allah, he may be counted amongst either a group of 3 or a group of 10 for the purpose of Zimun. Ahakam Einan, Vazamin, a love. A gentleman not be including the Zimun. Ches Eim Nizamun Ela'al Mishof Nazayas Pasal Maila. I'll make a Zimun. Those who eat an olive should be an olive size. Shivishachl Pasal Shishachl Imoyim Yorik. 3 people eat, let's say, vegetables or tzirk or brine. Ketzman, the halach is Mustafa Nazam Nishem. You could. Ushia Mavarach Maisla Pasal, as long as the one who is the Mavarach ate bread. If 6 8 pass, and 4 8 vegetables, aim is definitely you easily pass harim and nikar. The rib pass have to be the majority. Medav amar and basara. Because as pass when it comes to a zimun of 3, all 3 have to eat bread. Two people eat together and complete their meal, and afterwards the third person comes and eats. If afterwards the third person comes and eats, if the other person can eat any food together with them, he should be included in the zimun with them. Say to the greatest stature amongst those dining, sure, say grace, although he arrives at the end of the meal. 3 people eat together, they may not separate. 4 and 5. 6 and people and 10 people may separate. אין השם לחלק עד לתל 20. יש כל זמן שישן, יש כל זמן שיכול ותהיה פריחת הזמן לכל חלק, וחלק הזמן הכל ישלם לחלק. The principle is that the group may separate only if the blessing of the Zimun will be the same for both groups if they separate. When three people each came from a different group of three joined together, they should not separate without reciting Zimun. If each of them already participated in the Zimun, they may separate it. They don't have to make a Zimun because they already included in them. Three people sit down to eat bread together. They may not separate, even though each person eats from his own bread. In Rosh Hashanah v'Chalik. It base. And you have two groups eating together in the same building. When partially see the other, so the halachas will start from the Zimun Echad. However, they do separately. They're in a restaurant. They have the same waiter serving each other. The halacha is start from the zimun echad af bishem nitzas and elu reinis elu. They could be mistarf even if they don't see each other. Veshish mashtein ekol dim beamavarat bebir, as long as they hear the one reciting the blessings. Again, shesh shaflu b'atzach amein lafshuk b'kein like tishi chavon neshmaya mashen im mizam alav u'bashuk v'yetzidei chavaseh. When three people ate together, one went out to the marketplace, he should be called to pay attention to what they are saying. Including the Zimun while he at the marketplace, thus fulfills obligation. If 10 people are together and one of them went out to the Shuk, the Zimun may not be reset until he returns to this place. When three people eat together, one recites Brichas HaMazon alone before the others, the Zimun can be recited with him, the others to fulfill the obligation. He, however, is not considered to fulfill his obligation because the Zimun cannot be fulfilled retroactively. Tes Zant Bov. Shnaim Shachal Kachal Kalachal Vechal Mubarak L'Asmi. When two people eat together, they say a benching to themselves. Let's say one person knows how to bench, the other person doesn't, the other person just says it, and the other guy says, Amen. A servant could make bracha for his rab, and Isha Mavarachas, sorry, Ben Mavarachal Avil, a son, recite grace for his father. Eved is a Mavarachal Rabbi, Isha Mavarachas Labaila, a woman could say for her husband, Yitzin Nechavasan, and they fill their obligation. Abu Amracham, Tavim Eidelim, Shishta Vavano, Mavarachal Love. Chom Simi, a curse come on a person whose wife or children recite grace for him. The woman cannot do for the man. When a person enters a room where others are reciting the blessings of the Zimun, if he enters when the person is reciting the blessing, he says, if he enters one, the others reply, should say Amin afterwards.
Sefer Avo, Brochus, Chapter 6, Parak Vov. Kol ha'ichal ha'pas from Borchon Lov ha'meitzis rep letilis v'nayim p'hila v'seif. Anyone who eats bread over which the bracha ha'meitzis recited has to wash his hands before and after partaking of it. V'afal b'shi pas holden, v'afal b'shi en gildom l'uchlochis, v'en ni'idele en tumma l'ichal ha'chit l'osh t'gildom. This has to do even when the bread one eats is not sacred. It's not holy. And even if a person's hand is not dirty, or he's aware that they have contracted any type of tumah, he should not eat until he washes his hands. Can't call over shetibuli b'mashkins or until he damn chila anything, any food dipped in liquid. One must wash one's hands. Whenever a person washes his hands, whether before eating, before Shema, or before davening, he has to make the bracha of on Tfilas Sidayim, including the washing of hands. This is a rabbinic mitzvah. that we have been commanded. This is just for all your laws that you direct you. We don't make a bracha because it was instituted as a protective measure. Therefore, a person has to be more careful in the observance of this practice. Washing hands between one course and another is a matter of choice. If one desires, one may wash. If one not. There's no obligation to wash one's hat, wash before partaking of the fruit, whether before eating or afterwards. Whoever washes his hands before partaking of the fruit is considered holy. Kol pas shamel b'tzav tisadam b'chino. Shemesh b'melach stemis and melach shetubi b'melach stemis and yavar yadav alino v'yisama. Whatever bread is eaten with salt is necessary to wash one's hands afterwards, as it contains stemis or salt that resembles stemis salt after eating. And pass one's hands over one's eyes and blind them. This is the reason why we are obligated to wash after eating. In Ali camp, the soldiers are not obligated to wash before eating, because they're involved in the war. They are, however, obligated to wash afterwards because of the danger involved. At what point should one hands be washed? On the perek until the wrist. The kama shir mayim. What's the minimum of water is the reviews of kol shtayin daim, the reviews for each pair of hands. Kol shchitz b'tzvila chitz b'tzvila daim. Anything that's considered intervening substance as invalidates ritual immersion. Mikveh also is the chitzit for washing one's hands. Kol imul with this mikveh imul shir min reviews. All liquids that may be included in the measure of the mikveh may be included in the measure of the revis necessary for washing one's hands. Hey, call the servant to the sedan, hit the other mikveh, and serve the racha. We're ready to wash his hands and instead of moisten them in the water of the mikveh and need not do anything else. Anyways, be the mime shame of shib mikveh, the mime shulu, the shibataka, the sub plum, shinamayim shulu, the tarnas of that out of the villa. If you list them in a body of water, does not have a required measure of a mikveh. All water that has been poured onto the ground, he has not accomplished anything. Water that is poured by man can purify hands, all one that is poured over there. Call it the other self, the Zerba Rabbi Zvarim. Everyone who washes his hands must still consider four things. Ramayim Atzma Shalib Shalom Thisadayim. The water itself that not be unacceptable for washing one's hands. Shir Shibin Rabbi Zahoshdeyadayim. To measure that there be a Rabbi for each pair of hands. Rukisha Mayim Shalib the man Bakli. Container that one wash from a container. The individual pour of the water come from the power of a person who pours it. Sign. There are four matters to render water unacceptable. A change in its color. It's being left open. It's having been used for work. It's becoming spoiled to the point that an animal should not drink from it. Water whose color changes becomes unacceptable whether it's contained in a pool, on the ground, or in a container, whether it changed because of something that fell into it, or because of the place where it contains. If water was definitely covered in a manner that causes us and to become forbidden to be drunken, it is unacceptable for washing hands. Any water that was used for a task is considered as sewage water and is unfit to use for washing hands. Water that has been drawn from a source which is used to wash utensils, dip one's bread in it, or the like, whether restored in a container or in a pool in a container, becomes unacceptable for washing hands. If one uses the water to wash clean utensils or new ones, does not become unacceptable. One which a baker dips crackers is unacceptable. When caught just one of the, which removes some to baste the dough, when eating it, it's acceptable. So what are the rules that was used for the task? The water for which he tasks it removes is unacceptable. Is acceptable as before. All water that becomes unfit for a dog to drink, bitter waters, salty waters, very murky waters, fire-smelling waters, which is contained in a keli, may not be used for washing hands. Such water is contained in a pool in the ground, one may immerse in it. The following, the hot springs of Teferia, their natural place, one may immerse one's hands in them. However, one will move them with a container or divert a stream of them into another place, they may not be used for eating the fruits of the final washing in the hands because they're not fit for animal to drink. One may pour water over one's hands a little at a time until one has poured over the entire amount. If, however, one poured out the entire abyss at one time, punishes the pressure. Four or five people may wash with a single pouring while they are standing next to each other, or with their hands above each other's, provided that number one, they leave space between their hands for the water to enter, and there is enough water in the pouring to provide each one with their abyss. One may not use the following to wash one's hands: the size of a vessel, the base of a samovar, pieces of earthenware, the cover of a jerk. And taking a magufa, the tin, late gold, more than dime. A person should modify such a covering to use for washing, it's acceptable. A wine pouch that was modified may be used for washing in the hands. On a sack of sack or a basket, although they have been modified, may not be used to wash his hands. One may not hold water on one's hands and pour it over a friend because one's hand is not a vessel. That have been broken to the extent that the laws of ritual impurity no longer apply to them, may not be used to wash hands because they are considered to be a broken vessel. All kelim, even those made of cow or dung or earth, may be used to wash hands, provided they are whole. You should stay in the cliche in the massive abyss. All you may be used to any nation mentally. A dime, a kelim that cannot contain an abyss, or a vessel that does not contain an abyss, may not be used for the washing of the hands. All people are acceptable to pour water over one's hands, even a deaf, mute, and mentally incapable person. If one, no one else is there, one should hold the keli between one's knees and pour it over one's hands. Or pour the water over each of one's hands individually. It's acceptable if a monkey pours over one's hands. A person pours water into a thrill, a hand, or by using a pulley. After the water flows out from it through an irrigation channel that brings the water of vegetables to an animal, is not acceptable for one to place one's hands in the thing and have the water pass over them. Because the water is not coming from the not coming from the power of the giver. One's hands were close to the place where the bucket is poured out, so the water passes over one's hand because of the power of the human being, and the washing is acceptable. Mayim shenistapik le'im nasimun locha le'nasa, mishpat v'shir shim mish, and if him tain and betrayin, sofa nothing other, sofa le'nat le'lof, the sofa shvek etarish, while sofa shvudas to them tar. I know there's a suffix, whether with regards to the water used to wash one's hands, whether it had been used for other tasks or not, whether it contains the required quantity of, whether the water itself is switched to each shore or not, and when a person has a suffix, whether he washed his hands or not. In all these cases, his hands are considered to be pure. In all instances where a suffix arises concerning the purity of hands, the hands are considered to be pure. Allah says, a washing before eating, a person should raise his hands upwards so the water will not flow past the wrist, and then return and make the hands impure. A washing after eating, a person should hold his hands downwards so all the power of the soul should be rinsed away in one's hands. Before eating, one may wash the container on the ground. Before eating, one may wash his hands with hot water or cold water. If it's yes, that is, but you cannot take off the zulmish and you'll help the shafshi friend, you can't rub very well. While you're patient, hit the minimum of chena, if the water is merely warm, it will be used for washing one's hands. Another thing, the other shafas and masta, alayim call you, may chug with those hill of falachilah machilah. A person washes hands in the morning and make a tanai, a wash will be effective for the entire day. So you will not have to wash his hands before each time he eats. Alayim is here, that man chug with the other machilah is chilah. If, however, he diverts his attention from them, he may wash them whenever it's required. Yid ches, lot all them with with mapra, when passed, the should go to mashka, papi shalei, not for the person may wrap his hands in a cloth and eat bread or food dipped in liquid, although he did not wash his hands. Rifle achedem, and serf with those who die, a person who feeds others is longer to wash his hands. Rifle serf with those who die, off misha, asher, nato, nisin, latif, piv, any gave a rifle. Person eats everyone must wash his hands, although another person puts food into his mouth and he does not touch the food at all. Who had dinner if a magrif is shuffling this name, person each of the four must wash his hands. Also the Achal Mishle Notal, the other Afabish of Nason with their fear. It's forbidden to feed someone who did not wash his hands, even if one put the food entirely into the mouth. Also the Zalzit in this name was forbidden to treat the washing of his hands the stain. Two hybrid tzivu for chamim Israel Dover. Chamim offered many commands and warnings about this matter. I feel in the mind of the shinet building system. If he has a minimal amount of water, one should wash one's hands with a portion heat and drink the remainder. Last halacha chaf. Tzarech adam the nagdiv. He said that rachachif a person has to dry his hands very well before eating. Adam leinu v'dayim kriyachal lechem b'leit tamei. A person who eats without drying his hands is considered to have eaten and short bread. A person washes his hands after eating, he should dry them and then recite grace. Kigal Tisadan Brakh Samosin. Why should recite grace directly after washing one's hands? The Yasi we name the Racher. No Dirafra Shirinid. I think this is Brian Afish Nate the other Bachina. I said Shirach Brakh Samosin. Even forbidden to drink water after washing one's hands, after eating until one recites Brakh Samosin.